Thank you, Mr. President. Italy fully aligns itself with a statement by the European Union. I will now add some remarks in my national capacity. President, our goal remains that of a world without nuclear weapons, to be achieved through a step-by-step approach. Among the measures that we should take to prevent a nuclear war, the adoption of a fissile material cutoff treaty remains a top priority. It would represent a concrete step towards a world free of nuclear weapons and is needed now more than at any point in the past 30 years to support the broader arms control and non-proliferation agenda. After some progress was achieved in past consultations, namely in the 2014-2015 group of governmental experts, in which Italy had a member, in the 2017-2018 high-level expert preparatory group, in the 2018 subsidiary body of the Conference on Disarmament. In 2022, we did not reach consensus in subsidiary body two, and since then the discussion seems to have stalled again, in spite of a General Assembly resolution supported last November by a vast majority of member states and of ad hoc events to draw renewed attention to the issue. There is little doubt that such a treaty would enhance the security environment. Despite the different perspectives on the definition, scope, and measures of such a treaty, we believe negotiations should begin without further delay and without preconditions. We understand that some delegations view an FMCT not just from the point of view of non-proliferation, but also from that of disarmament. However, starting a negotiation does not in itself prejudge its results. We understand the security concerns of some member states, but we are convinced that there could be a way to address them properly if a more flexible approach is adopted. The basis for such a treaty remains CD document 1299 and the mandate contained therein for a non-discriminatory, multilateral and international and effectively verifiable treaty. There could be emerging consensus on the general structure of the treaty and on some of the key elements it should encompass, most notably in relation to a definition of fissile material and the inclusion of provisions on verification. A definition of fissile material should be broad enough to make the future treaty credible and effective, but not so extensive as to entail unacceptably complex and expensive verification procedures. The issue of verification is also key, since ultimately the credibility of a treaty will rest on its verification provisions to ensure compliance with its obligations. We believe that verification should focus on declared production and facilities, thus allowing to detect and prevent the diversion of fissile materials to prohibited activities. The verification regime should also provide credible assurances that no undeclared fissile material production occurs and no undeclared facilities exist. Pending the negotiation and entry into force of an FMCT, we call on all concerned states to commit to a moratorium on the production of fissile material for military purposes without further delay. I thank you, Mr. President.